I need a black cat, wizard hat, dirty little magic, something to get me close to you.
Something to remind me of Michelle.
Hiding in my dirty lies, look at this disguise, anything to get close to you.
Michelle, I'm so sorry. Do you forgive me? I wish you would give me one more chance.
All right, everyone's recording. All right. Clap sync on the count of three.
Clap sync time.
One, two, three. Aw, damn it.
Oh, God.
Who
have
was
we
that?
Just murdered this joke yet? Like, is the joke...
Who
is the
that?
Joke? I think the joke is...
No, Jake, that had to have been
I
you.
Think the joke is just murdered at this point. Like, we should just bury it, put it 6 feet under. You guys should just start clapping normal.
No, let's revive. Let's keep going.
I'm burying it. It's buried. I've buried the joke.
We're burying.
We're approaching, like, 20 episodes of...
Here lies the clap sync joke. It has made it to episode, like, 20. Oh, my God. We did way too many episodes with that clap sync joke.
All right, that's fine. We'll bury it. Floral, we're still going to do it.
Okay, good.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace. I'm definitely not going to like insert it every episode still.
I would say like every single time you posted this on your YouTube though, Jake, someone's like, oh my God, the clap sync. That's so funny.
Yeah,
the clap sync.
Yeah, you know, I'll sing a hymn for it as it gets lowered into the ground.
Guys... I wanted to talk about...
The clap sync goes into the ground. It sucked and was not funny. It rests in peace after episode 20. God, I hope it burns. And looks up at me as I take a pee on its grave.
Whoa.
Rest in peace, the clap scene. There we go.
No, rest in pee.
Rest
oh my
in
God,
pee.
You're peeing on its grave?
Yeah, I am.
Rest in pee, the clap sync stings.
I already did the
it
song.
It is gone now.
Don't up show me.
It's episode 20.
Stop up showing me. I don't even know if this is episode 20.
It's not, but
damn.
It's fine. No, that was good. Actually, can we do like, can we all sing at once?
No, wait, we're...
Just
Joe,
like,
how is... Hey, Joe.
What are we singing?
Joe.
Just like in an operatic style, just improv?
Joe. How are you doing with that music we recorded together?
I haven't been able to look at it yet. I'm going to do that
soon.
So you don't,
I'm dying to hear this music from Michelle's exes because I already made a t-shirt.
We haven't mentioned it. Joe and I are starting a band called Michelle's Exes. Another project.
Oh, Michelle's exes.
A side project.
Jake and I are Michelle's exes.
Yeah, except I've never dated someone named Michelle. And
I dated
and
someone
Joe,
named Michelle.
Yeah, you went out with someone named Michelle.
Hopefully she doesn't find it.
Because this band, honestly, we could have some real bangers. Some songs that you roll down the window to and you blare it, but then you roll the window back up because you're embarrassed. It's
you're
great.
Embarrassed, yeah.
That is... Honestly, Jake, that was like the best description for this band that I've ever heard.
It starts
exactly.
off like really metal.
I love it.
Like black cat, wizard hat, and then it gets like
yeah.
Michelle's exes.
Yeah,
it's
no.
a completely different style.
I always try to start it. No, it's us just going for it. It's me taking it really seriously, and then Joe just like giving up halfway through, and I'm like, damn it, no! And then, but we just keep it. We just keep it rolling. We see what happens.
Could we give a demonstration?
Yeah, sure.
I need this in my life.
All right, this is the singing episode. All right, I'll start it. Right. You ready, Joe?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Something Glee or something.
I need a black cat, wizard hat, dirty little magic, something to get me close to you.
Something to remind me of Michelle.
Hiding in my dirty lies, look at this disguise, anything to get close to you.
Michelle, I'm so sorry. Do you forgive me? I wish you would give me one more chance.
I'm sorry you had to date a total douche.
That's not very nice. Let's just move on now.
Yeah, that's about what it is.
That's about, yeah.
Yeah.
That's...
Wow.
Thank you so much.
So
I wish I was Michelle.
Yeah.
So that you can...
One lucky
so
girl right there.
Your...
That Michelle.
That's one lucky
that Michelle,
gal.
She's very lucky.
As... Yeah, Michelle. I don't. I mean, I hope she never hears it. But Michelle, if you're listening,
Yeah, sorry, Michelle. Sorry to anyone named Michelle. So that's a project that we're doing just for, like, goofs and gaffs. We might make a TikTok or two about it just for fun. But there's a lot of other, like, TikTok ideas out there as well. Joe and I have gone over multiple ones. I bet Joe still has some. Joe, do you have any in the arsenal?
TikTok ideas?
Yeah.
So, all right. So I actually have several ideas.
Okay. Do you want Floral Mind to rate them, since now I don't have to be alone and crap on you alone?
Yeah.
Now I have like someone else to boo you. I'll say good. I feel better in
so
numbers.
These ideas that I'm about to give you now, I do have some TikTok ideas. These ideas I'm about to give you are ideas to stay cool in the summer.
Okay.
Idea one, go swimming in an ice bath with elephants.
Okay. Why is there like why big elephants? Animals that can kill you?
You don't like a little thrill and excitement?
Yeah, how are you going to film that? Like how are you filming that? I feel like the ice would scare the elephant. Like, I feel like the temperature shock would scare the elephants, and now you've got a stampede of... Have you ever seen Tarzan, the young Tarzan movie?
All right. Yes, I have. Let me back up. This isn't ideas for how to stay safe in a pool of elephants. This is ideas to stay cool in the summer, specifically.
Okay.
So, on that basis alone... I feel like this idea is a 10 out of 10.
Well, no. I feel stronger in
but
numbers.
If now the elephants were not there, it would probably be less hot because elephants have huge bodies.
Yeah, you idiot. I feel so safe now that someone else is here. Like, now I can double crap on you because, like, someone here is the Pac-Man. It's a bad idea.
Two craps on me.
It's a bad idea.
Jake, you remember that time we hung out in real life and you asked if you could...
Joe, for a second, before you did that, before you made that horrendous, awful, stupid joke, because you're...
Don't worry, I'll bleep it. You're
a strange man. I genuinely thought we hung out. I all of a sudden, like, went into the back of my head. I was like, oh yeah, when did we hang out? I've seen Joe in person.
When
I was like,
no, that?
Nope, never happened.
Never happened.
Don't worry, I'll bleep it. In order to hear something like that live, you would have to go to discord.theonlytiktokpodcast.com to hear about the time that Jake...
Oh my god, that...
Don't worry,
you.
I'll bleep it.
Hate you. I'm gonna bump you, Joe. If we ever do hang out in person, that's what's happening. I'm coming for you, bro.
Oh, well, you guys are coming to my house, and we're gonna do an episode live from my house, from the bunk bed.
And Joe gets c***ed. It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah.
I feel like I might have to bleep those threats of violence, Jake, just to protect you in court.
Bleep him, to protect me.
Yeah, bleep
when
it.
This inevitably is used in trial.
Joe goes missing and they use the podcast as evidence. You're like, as you can see, Jake slowly went deranged during his arguments with Joe, leading him to make Joe disappear.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
All right, here's my next tip for how to stay cool in the summer. Avoid hot places such as the fiery depths of hell.
Joe, I love it. I love that one. Very, very religious, really, you know? I love it, Joe. I feel like I need to support you more. You know, one episode I told you I was going to be nice and then halfway through I was mean. I'm going to support you the right. I love that idea, Joe. It's hard to avoid eternal damnation. So going out of your way to do that.
When you're always threatening to... people, it's hard, I guess.
It is
not so much for the rest of us, Jake.
As you know, as sinners, I think it's a real effort to not go there, so I'm very impressed with that one, Joe. I'm glad you're really tapping into your religious side. What church do you go to, Joe?
I'm a Jew.
He goes to synagogue. Okay,
he's Jewish.
Wait, are you really?
Yeah,
I'm Jewish.
I never knew. I had no idea.
Yeah. I'm a Jew. I don't wear a yarmulke. I keep kosher, but I celebrate Hanukkah.
This is amazing.
This
is everything I could have hoped for Christmas.
Joe doesn't celebrate Christmas because he's Jewish. Oh no!
I know what I do, and this is my wish.
Have you mentioned your religion? Oh my god! I can't believe I didn't know that.
Well, let me explain something. Growing up, it was the main difference between me and the other kids, and I was bullied for it, you know? And it was really a vocal point of a focal point.
I was bullied for being ginger. I don't have sympathy for getting bullied. It makes you stronger.
And that's fine. I was
do not, do not, do not. Nope. I was not saying that. Nope. No idea.
You can't be bullied.
Nope.
I'm not gonna. Nope. That's fine. I know what you mean.
Oh Jesus! Switch the topic. Go Joe. Switch the topic.
All right. Here's my next idea for how to stay cool in the summer.
Wait, am I on?
Oh, we have someone on. Oh God!
We have someone on.
What's happening?
Calling in.
Oh, don't worry. I muted him. Somebody came on. Oh, because we're not in the recording chat. We're just in the general cafeteria.
We're in the general chat. It's okay. Everything's going to chaos right now, bro. You mentioned hell, and now I'm living it.
I want us to have the worst production value.
I'm in the hot seat. Right. I'm in the hot seat.
All right. Here's one more idea for how to stay cool in the summer.
Okay.
Cultivate a love for farming. It will take your mind off of the heat.
Are you kidding? Really? Have you ever farmed a day in your life? Mr. California boy.
I was playing Minecraft earlier and I farmed in the game.
Little coast boy. Don't you ever.
Oh God. That's not even how. That's no.
Don't you ever come for farming. I will end you.
Are you a farmer, Jake?
I grew up on a farm. My first job was a horse farm.
Really? Did you?
Yeah.
Do you go to. One time I went on a date and I dressed up as a farmer. I wore overalls and a long sleeve gray.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
We don't. Oh my God. Well, you can. It's helpful. But like, it's not all farmers just wear the overalls and put them on and go on up to the silo and, you know, go to agricultural college for a few months. God.
Rosh Hashanah. Right.
So that's one more. That's a tip for how to stay cool in the summer. Flora, what do you think?
Joe, actually, you know, I was really hostile, but I love that idea, actually. Now that I've thought through it, after I've yelled at you, I like that idea. I actually thoroughly enjoy
it. Your rage on
me. I just have a really actually good tip about how to stay cool during the summer.
Oh, go for it.
Absolutely.
So something I did is I'm in a very small building in Los Angeles, and I got a couple of kiddie pools, and I set them 6 to 8 feet apart,
Arona.
And I had people over, like my neighbors, basically just my neighbors, but we were all, like, have our feet in our own kiddie pool, and it was really fun.
That's adorable.
I definitely recommend.
We live on a lot of land, my family. We just spray each other with hoses.
Oh my God.
We've got different spouts. We got a bunch of spouts and we just spray each other with hoses. We play kickball, but the pool kickball. So it's slip and slides and you slide into the pool. Makes for great videos.
What?
If you're trying to do TikTok videos, I hope to do those because I didn't have TikTok last summer, so I didn't get to do it, but we play kickball with things. So it's like soapy water.
Have TikTok in the summer.
Why is this TikTok the singing episode? Summer. Why is everyone? Why are we singing?
I didn't have TikTok in the summer. TikTok in the summer.
Hooked on a feeling.
Da 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 da.
I'm high on believing.
Do do do.
That I'm in love with you.
Hooked on a feeling.
Okay, stop. That's enough. But,
hey, I'm leaving.
Guys, I'm gonna be completely honest. We are bad singers. Guys, we are not.
I know.
No one is listening to this and is like, yeah, that's my jam. They are cringing.
I feel like they might be vomiting.
I don't care. What's important to me is the three of us hanging out and having fun. If they want to listen, they can.
Whoa.
I appreciate that. I appreciate it because how many times of your life have you been like, this is a free space? For me, it's only been the McDonald's play place. For my little brother's birthday growing up. So that's the only safe space I've ever known in my life.
Oh, I'm sorry. And this podcast, right?
And this podcast.
Thank you.
This is like the McDonald's play place growing up. Because we're all singing and having a great time.
Oh, good. That's great. I don't have a response. Oh. I have no response.
All right.
That was too real. That was so real. I'm like, Floral, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Floral, that you have to experience
that.
We talked about childhood experiences and Joe. Oh yeah, Joe, how was your childhood? I feel like we always avoid it.
What do you want to know? All right, let's talk more about my childhood. What do you want to know, Jake?
I don't know. Do you wish you had an outlet like TikTok when you were a child to get out the...
Oh my God, that is a good question.
Somebody in the chat says the worst production value in the world thing is dumb. Obviously, it was a joke.
Who said that? Because I agree with them.
It was Lars. Oh, I agree. We're not trying to have the worst production value in the world, okay? Obviously, we're not trying to have the worst production value in the world.
But think about how rough the production is. Like, that was the last episode, too. So someone will have to listen to the last episode and then this episode to get it. So out of context, they'll be like, what's happening? What are they talking about? So, Joe.
I don't think that the production value is actually bad. I think that this is going to turn out wonderful, to be completely honest with you.
Me too.
Joe, so
I think Joe's gonna give me Christina Aguilera vibes.
All right, let's talk about my childhood.
As a kid, I personally wish I would have had it's a love hate. Like, as a kid, I was super cringy, so I'm glad I didn't have an outlet that was easy to upload to the world. But a part of me wishes I did, because I consider myself a borderline creative person, and not having that creative outlet, I was really sad a lot. Like, I would kind of be loud and obnoxious for other kids and get bullied for it. So I kind of wish I had an outlet to express that.
Well, you know, me too. I feel like I am glad that this wasn't out there, because I would have made videos that I would have cringed at and regretted later.
Yeah.
And also, I wanted to be the class clown, because the class clown made other people happy and was popular and people liked them. But I wasn't. You know, I wasn't popular enough to be the class clown. So over years and years, I learned how to make people entertained, and that's why I'm an entertainer now. So I think finally, after getting a third of 100 million views, let's say like 30 million views or whatever, I think I finally become happy with the number of people I've been able to entertain.
Well, you've definitely entertained a lot.
And everything beyond this is icing on the cake.
Your mom and dad would be very proud of you, Joe. I want you to know that.
Don't say such hurtful things, Jake.
What? Wait, that wasn't hurt. Wait, was that actually hurt? I'm sorry. Don't bring my parents into this.
No, it's not hurtful. I mean, it's not hurtful.
Don't say their
my
names.
My mom's never going to be proud of me, but it's okay.
Joe, I'm proud of you. Okay. Floral and I are proud of you, buddy.
Yeah, I'm definitely proud of
Thank
both
you.
Of you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You guys will be my mom.
we're your mom.
Thank you.
Whoa. Wait, Joe.
Did you remember sunscreen, honey? You burn whenever you go out for too long.
What, Floral?
I was being a mom.
Floral, can you plug your ears? Floral, can you plug your ears real quick?
La, la, la,
yeah, Joe.
La,
la, now yeah. You're secretly in love with Floral. You've always been in love with her. I know it. It's out there. And you just called her your mom. Yeah. Oh, my God,
oh,
bro.
God.
I think you have some...
It's complex.
Joe, this is deep, bro. We're getting Freudian with it, brother. This isn't the TikTok podcast for children anymore. This is the Freudian psychology podcast.
Jake, while it may or may not, Floral, keep covering your ears. Jake, while it may or may not be true that I am in love with Floral, I will not be commenting on that on this episode. Now, when I said that Floral was... I didn't say that Floral was... Floral, keep covering your ears, please. When I said that Floral was my mom, I didn't mean that she was literally my mom.
You wished she was your mom.
No, that'd be weird, too. What I meant, especially if I was in love with Floral, which I'm not necessarily. So what I meant was that Floral is very supportive emotionally, which was something that I never received growing up.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. Floral.
Since you asked, Jake. All right, Floral, you can uncover your ears.
Uncover your ears. So, Floral, have you seen any good TikToks lately? Any fun TikToks? Because right now, what I hate is the... just got a lot to say, grr, boo, or that one, or the I can't think of how the song goes, but it's like bitch, I put a face on,
open up, got a lot to say, grr.
Oh yeah, that one, and then the
boo,
that one,
and then it goes eh.
yeah that one, at least people would effort into. But then there's the bitch, I put a face on, wow, and then put
oh,
a
I
show
like
on.
That one, I think it's so cute.
I didn't gotta get naked for no $20.
That one makes me so mad, though.
I gotta get naked for no tennis bracelet. Boom.
Some people just put in like
but
no
$20 for a f***ing anklet.
No, 20 bands for a f***ing anklet.
Jesus, oh, okay. We're gonna have to beep so many things on this. Oh, God. What have
I'm
we
sorry,
done?
Joe.
I hate
well,
those
actually,
ones.
Actually, you know what? This is actually bringing up a really good thing that I noticed. So, like, the big TikTokers, Charlie, Addison, people in the Hype House, they have stopped saying like cuss words in their TikToks. They still do the dances to them, but they've stopped saying the cuss words. So I'm wondering if that's like a management thing. Like, if you want to get repped, maybe you should stop saying it.
I don't say cuss words ever. I never say cuss words.
I don't say cuss words in mine either.
Oh, I kind of mouth them. I just mean like even mouthing them.
Oh, we lost Jake.
Just here on my YouTube channel, because I upload them and Joe does a terrible job of beeping it out, and then I hear the swear words on my YouTube channel. Joe?
I have more ideas. Oh, but Jake's back.
I'm really glad that cut out when it did.
I have more ideas for TikTok. I have another idea that I want to
share. Joe, you get one more, because we're wrapping up this episode. We're getting to the end of it.
All right. Here's a good idea for TikTok. Confront your best friend from high school about abandoning you for another friend.
Ooh, harsh.
For the cringe value, that'd be pretty good.
What song would you use for that, Jake? Joe, I mean, what song would you use for that? What
Nothing.
Sound?
You just call him up on the phone and say, hey, when you stopped hanging out with me, that wasn't cool. It caused me deep psychological scarring.
What if it was like the aspect though, like communication is a two-way street. You didn't reach out to him anymore either. So you abandoned them. You're letting your abandonment, your fear of abandonment lead to you accuse them of abandoning you, when in actuality, it was both of you just falling out, because that's what happens when you get older move away. So calling them out.
The only therapy podcast.
Yeah,
this is the childhood trauma podcast.
Yeah, I wanted to be a psychologist first. I wanted to be a psychologist my first goal.
And now you're a radio host, so it's kind of the same
Jake
thing.
Trumper,
I took
psychologist first, TikToker second.
Yeah, I took a lot of psych classes, so. Yep, that was the dream.
if you want to host a website, go to bluehost.theonlytiktokpodcast.com, where you can get affordable hosting, a free URL for the first year, and they offer one-click installation for WordPress, as well as other cool features,
so
including
Joe,
24/7 customer service.
So Joe, what you're saying is if I wanted to start my own website about helping people and pretending to be a psychologist, I could do it there. If I wanted to become the TikTok psychologist...
Don't pretend to be a psychologist, but yeah, you could do that. Bluehost.theonlytiktokpodcast.com.
Will you cut out me interrupting you there? That was very embarrassing for me. Don't put
I'll leave it in. It'll be good.
No, I agree with Lars. Production value is important. Please cut out that stuff.
I think that'll increase production value.
No, it decreases it. Please cut it out. I cannot stress enough how much I listen back to it when you edit. That's why I always give you a hard time when you edit, is I swear to God, there'll be times where I'm just like, oh, he'll cut that out. And then you put it in. I'm just like, God, no, just take it out. It sounds like better out. And I have
I think it's okay. I should be fine.
And I swear to God, Joe.
I'll take it out. All right, I'll take it out. Okay, now I have to because
I bullied you.
Yeah.
Good.
Like my childhood bullies.
Guilt trip me. Boo.
No, I'm not. I was trying to do the gag where we're all...
Don't know what's a gag and what's real anymore, Joe. Your life is...
It's all real, Jake. It's all real, okay?
It's all sad. That's a great way to end. Joe's sad. It needs like a song just... Do, 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 do. It's like Joe. Something bad happens to Joe and Joe goes, will you say that's my life? Ready and go.
That's my life.
You're doing the Full House theme song, but it's okay.
It's like saying starring, and even though it stars you, even though it stars Joe, he's the last credit. He's the last person credited. Everyone else is credited first.
He's the last person crying in his room.
There you go. That's the episode. Joe's Sad Life.
All right. If you want to follow more of me, go to t1podcast.com. That's for the first podcast. Or follow me on TikTok at Disney Joey or Joey Cooks. And if you want to follow Floral,
you can find me on YouTube at Floral Designs, and also any other social media as Floral, FLAURALL.
You know,
what about you, Jake?
I always go short with it, but I'm gonna take my time with this.
Take one. Your time.
Jake Trumper on TikTok and YouTube, and I swear to God, the three people listening to this right now on the live right now through our Discord, you better follow me. I swear to God, I swear, I know who you are. I can see you in the chat. Follow me on TikTok and Facebook. Oh, not Facebook. Why did I say Facebook? YouTube. I'm losing it. I'm going crazy. You know I'm deranged. All right, that was it. I kind of lost it there at the end, but I think they got together what I meant.
It was Jake Trumper on all socials,
Jake Trumper,
by the way.
Yeah, Jake Trumper. There you go. TRUEMPER. Done.
But you said three people, but it's actually like 1,000 people listening in live right now at discord.theonlytiktokpodcast.com. No, it's four.
We do 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 do.
Joe sad
life. It just sucks and he hates it, but it's okay because he's kind of cool.
All he's got.
Do 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 do. All right, I'm done recording.
Michelle's exes.
Yeah, make sure to follow Michelle's exes.
Make sure to follow Michelle's exes.
There are no profiles and nothing but Michelle's exes. Just make sure you look it up.
I need a black cat, wizard hat, dirty little magic, something to get me close to you.
Something to remind me of Michelle.
Hiding in my dirty lies, look at this disguise, anything to get close to you.
Michelle, I'm so sorry. Do you forgive me? I wish you would give me one more chance.
I'm sorry you had a date, a total douche.
That's not very nice. Let's just move on now.
Wow. I wish I was Michelle.